Over 55 people, and they're the people we know about, were duped into investing money into non-existent schemes in the first 2 months of this year. And that's double last year's tally for the same period. Last year, too, more than 25 million was stolen from people in investment fraud. We're going to look in more detail at all of this now with Detective Superintendent Michael Crine of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. This is serious stuff. It's a lot of money. And since 2020, we've had 1,000 people inveigled into these schemes built on sand. Tell us more about them and how they dupe people in this way.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Yes, this is quite serious, and it has been rising quite a lot over the last year or so. The amount of money reported stolen last year was equal to the two previous years put together, and the upward trends are continuing into 2024. These happen in many different ways. It may be around cryptocurrency, it may be around investment portfolios, prospectus with banks, fake websites, cloned websites. A lot of it starts where people see pop-up ads and see links or see endorsements by celebrities or by other famous people recommending that they invest in X, Y, or Z. What usually happens is the victim inserts their phone number or rings a number, and they get callbacks, and then they're offered a very good return. A very good sales pitch is made to them. And the person will be very knowledgeable in the area of investments and very knowledgeable in the area of cryptocurrency investments. And but it'll be a once in a lifetime offer. You need to do it now. You need to, you know, this is your chance. Take it or leave it. And these criminals are very professional in what they do. They're following scripts. They're prepared for any questions they are asked. They are very, unfortunately, they're good at what they're doing.
I know. You need to be up early in the morning, don't you, to avoid all these text messages coming at you and deleting them quickly and not being duped into opening them up and getting online. But why is it, do you think, and I was looking at your statistic, that the people who seem to be most vulnerable here are apparently men in their 40s?
Yes, and that age group is going up. Well, first of all, in 2020, males were around 60% of victims. By 23, they were around 70% of victims. And as you said, there are also people in over 40s, over 50s as well. I think perhaps, first of all, some of these people may have money. They have savings. They have retirement pots. They have pension funds. They have money to invest. Perhaps what's on offer in the we'll call them the usual banks is not, the interest rates are not the best. They see these offers, these once in a lifetime, and unfortunately many of them take the risk as well. It's possible because, as I said, they perhaps have the money that the younger generation do not have.
The money, and they're looking for a return. Can you get the money back at all?
The money it can be very difficult to get money back. We've had some success. I would say in the last 2 years, we've perhaps recovered about 5-6 million. The window of opportunity is very short. In the vast majority of these cases, the money goes outside the state. And unfortunately, a lot of victims are not aware they're victims until some time after they've invested their money.
The advice, don't do it.
Yeah, the advice is not to invest until you get reliable financial and legal advice. Talk to somebody, talk to a professional, check with the central bank webpage. Do not, as I do say, be bounced into something because somebody talks well. Do not take advice from somebody you have never met that is only who rings you out of the blue is on social media.
Do the due diligence. All right, Detective Superintendent Michael Crine, thank you.